The Candlemaker and Her Knight's Questing by Kelly Peach. The Candlemaker wears a silken gown of blackest ink and broidered gibbous moons and shiver stars. The candles, lowered down with supple wrist while humming mirthless tunes, are dipped in iron vat of paraffin, some bacon fat, and amber wax from bees. Without a care, she tells the knights within her boundless chambers, standing ill at ease, their newest quest, to find the keys to fit the door of naked castle, floating high above, in land of summer clouds. Such writ beyond is meet for them to signify. The clanking paladins on horse approach the way and halt. The lacquered purple, grim, with battered shield and whispered self-reproach, and grimmer grey, his dented visor, scrim to all he sees, dismount and gaze at sheer escarpment. Rusted sword and broken lance are left behind with other shoddy gear. The weary coursers hobbled, wait perchance, in nearby verdant lee with limpid stream. The Templars errant scale the cliff in frayed and filthy quilted coats, and did beseem two bloated spiders climbing palisade. They crest the rim, then gather sticks, begin a small and sadly crackling fire to warm their bones. The sky is deeper blue than in the ocean's deathly calm before the storm. A brief repast of cheese and wine, and soon recline on ground for snoring sleep and dreams of dragons slayed as half a mimsy moon arises. It sails through whimsy veils and beams with pallid luster. Morning comes, a pink and orange smear, with castle floating high. Its splendid battlements, a blushing brink above the rosy line of land and sky. The men awaken, see the keep on the clouds. They rub the sleep from eyes and travel west to reach the citadel on billowed shrouds. They walk all day toward their sacred quest, but pacing forward only pushes back the lofty fastness. Gloaming finds it just as far away. In granite cul-de-sac the noble knights espy in whirling dust a wizard long in beard awaiting them. Fatigued and mystified, they ask, "Dear sir, consult your sorcerous refulgent gem and tell us, please, what magic spell it were will carry us to yonder castle's keys." "No magic's needed," said the thaumaturge, "because the beams of ashen moon do seize the airy edifice and, tethered, merge it with the near horizon. Simply stalk it through the night. Then climb, when close enough, a silvered ray to reach the castle walk." With faith renewed, the questers slip and scuff and stagger through the dark to argent thread connecting skying keep to ground. Again, two swollen spiders climbing overhead arrive at heavy rusted gate, and then they see the glowing keys are hanging there on brazen hook. The purple grimly lifts the golden skeletons, and back they fare to Candlemaker's cottage, where he gifts the keys to her. She puts them in the bowl with all the others. Infinite it pens, this stack of flaxen wicks. She dips them whole, they don't increase, and questing never ends.